My name is Riven, and this is the show for February 14th, 2009. Good morning! Welcome to the Living Word Astrology Podcast, the only podcast on the net aimed at seeking God's wisdom through both scripture and astrology. Our very quick show is in three parts. First, we will look at the current placement of planets in the sky to see what trends and potential they indicate for us here on Earth. Second, there will be a more normal devotional time, including a scripture reading, and then finally any announcements that might be useful to you, the listeners. Alright, let's get cranking. Happy Valentine's Day to those who celebrate it. To those who would prefer to hide in a closet instead, you know what, there's nothing wrong with that either. The moon is celebrating with us, as much as an inanimate hunk of rock can, I suppose, by moving into Scorpio today. Scorpio's deal is that it loves to get to the core of reality. Any powerful, no-going-back sort of experience falls into its domain, as it thrives on doing things to the extreme. Everything involving birth, death, sex, research, psychology, and massive wealth is Scorpionic. So whether you're going to passionately satisfy your spouse or hide in the library studying until all the pretty pink hearts go away, you can catch the mood a Scorpio moon indicates to go as far as you can go in that ambition. In non-lunar news, Mercury makes its triumphant return into Aquarius today. It had retrograded back into Capricorn on January 21st, but is here to stay until it goes into Pisces, obviously. Mercury is mind, speech, and thought. Aquarius is about genius, humanitarianism, freedom, networking, and all things fringe or weird. Draw on this change to invent something new, study some less-than-mainstream theories and ideas, or just catch up on your Facebook. Today I bring up something of a scriptural paradox for your consideration. It occurs within a very short period of time in the Gospel of Luke. In chapter 9, verse 49, the disciples see some other man casting out demons in Jesus' name. They try to stop him, but Jesus replies, "Whoever is not against you is for you." Now, not two chapters later, in 11:22-24, Jesus is again dealing with an exorcism, and in the middle of several metaphors involving demonic possession, he suddenly and randomly throws in, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." He then goes right back to his possession analogies. Now, what the heck is up with that? Which one is it? I'm not going to answer this question, I only raise it. I invite you to read the passages for yourself and chime in on either the Blogspot comment thread or the Facebook forum for this show about the question. I look forward to hearing your ideas. Announcement time. The first and most important is that I would like to start putting prayer requests into the show and show notes. If you have an issue that you would like prayer over, let me know by emailing me at rivencedrylle, rivencedrylle, at gmail.com, and I'll be sure to put those in so we can all pray for you. On the business end of things, I'm giving away a free natal report to anyone who posts a show review on iTunes, or a free synastry report to anyone who posts a link to one of my websites on a major internet forum. By major internet forum, I mean BeliefNet, 4chan, something awful, one of those, you know, big, huge sites like that. In either case, send me your name, date, time, and place of birth, as well as a link to your post, and I will get that report straight to you. Obviously, I don't need a link to your post for iTunes. I'll just be able to find it by your name. I generate these reports from my software, so they're not really as thorough as an actual consultation or recorded reading, but it's a good start nonetheless. I'm also offering 20% off of all synastry readings for the month of February, one of those Valentine's Day special things. So if you're interested in seeing what God might like to tell you about your particular relationship through astrology, be sure to take advantage of that. And that ends today's show. As always, you can find the show notes and blog at Riven, that's R-Y-V-E-N, astrology.blogspot.com, and also the website at www.christian-astrology.com. Thanks again for listening, and may the light of Christ illuminate your path as you go out to be a living blessing to the world. See you tomorrow.